Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
As well.
Triple M Summer Session. Thanks to Brighton's lawyers. They commit, protect and succeed.
This is a Summer Session on Triple M with Maroon and Hoops. Time for this.
On Triple M Summer Session. This is...
What does the fox say?
Yes, well, here it is where James Triceps Hooper, we get the mail. He, of course, is an award-winning journalist with the wonderful Fox League. He's been around for a while. He's got his ear to the ground. What is the mail today? What does the Fox say, Hoops?
Yeah, long-time listener to the program and often provides very cutting and hilarious critiques of your performances, Anthony. Matt from Collaroy, the great Matthew Johns, was spotted out at Concord this week at West Tigers training. Australia Day, 39-degree heat. Of course, Matty was just kicking around his thongs, and I think he even had bare feet on it at some stages of the training session. But gave him a shout afterwards and just said, oh, mate, like, are you helping out? Because all the Tigers fans are going Burko thinking, how good's this? Yeah. We've got the best analyst in rugby league on board doing some sort of work with the halves or even as an assistant coach or consultant or whatever. But Matty clarified, no, he is great mates with Madge and also the Tigers assistant coach, Shane Billy Millard. And they simply asked him just to come past, have a look at what they were doing, work with the halves a little bit and just simplify things for all players concerned in key positions. And so he went and did that. I think some of the Tigers players even went up and did a bit of tuition with him up on the Northern Beaches prior to Christmas and prior to all of that Northern Beaches COVID lockdown. But, yeah, unfortunately for Tigers fans, Matty won't be coming on board in any sort of coaching or consultancy role, but he does speak to Luke Brooks from time to time, and hopefully we'll see a little bit of that out on the field for the Tigers this season.
So they go up to the Northern Beaches, can they? And like Matthew's got his own centre of excellence up there, I
believe. He has, yeah. So I believe it's up around the Collaroy area, right. Collaroy Beach, Plateau area. And yeah, he's got his own...
centre of excellence.
Yeah, his own setup there. He hasn't got any steppers like yourself. But I think he's big on chin-ups, apparently. Yeah, loves a chin-up.
Well, I would say, too, that burpees. There's a lot of bicep curls going on up there at the Matthew Johns Centre of Excellence.
Hence the chin-ups, mate.
Yeah.
Hence the chin-ups.
The chin-ups are a hard way to go about it, mate.
Well, they're an all-over body way to go about it, so it makes sense.
When he's finished doing...
I think that is one of his staple exercises. Yeah. He likes a burpee, too.
Much as Matthew is consulting with Madge at the Tigers...
He's not consulting.
Do you...
Your ear is painted on. I just clarified. He is not consulting. He is not coaching. It was a random cameo because he's mates with Madge and he's mates with Billy, but as per usual, you weren't listening, and now you're going to put your foot in your mouth and ask a stupid question.
I was going to say, are you doing any consulting with any NRL clubs re-triceps? We spoke about this yesterday.
No, but there is some mail around town that you are starting to solicit telephone calls from a number of the biggest names in the game about how they can further expand into the cash industry.
Right. you idiots, fair dinkum.
Okay. Try the first one, we'll throw back.
Now, I hate to mention this to you Manly fans, but we're getting some very strong mail that Tom Trbojevic may have tightness in the hamstrings again.
Spoke to Desi Hasler about this earlier in the week, and he said, no, that isn't the case. He said Tommy will absolutely be 100% right for round one. Tommy Turbo, I love watching him play. He's just, he's a genius the way that he can change direction at speed and so powerful. And his influence at State of Origin level and some of the appearances that he's been able to make in that arena, he's a special talent. He only managed to play 7 games last season because of hamstring issues, and then he also did his shoulder later in the season. But Des clarified, he said, no, look, they just simply changed his training load up a little bit, but he will 100% be right for round one. So I think all, not just Manly Seagulls fans, but all rugby league fans want Tommy Turbo fit and available and out there.
Absolutely.
Getting into things because he's just so good to watch.
Now, what's the deal with Cam McInnes at the St. George Illawarra Dragons? Hoops, you'd think he'd be the first bloke they'd want to sign.
Yeah, look, I must say this one is a little bit unusual. It caught me on the back foot somewhat. So He's their captain. He captained the club last year through, you know, what was a really challenging season. He was obviously very close with Mary McGregor. Now, Mary has since moved on as Dragons head coach, and they've got Anthony Griffin in. And he's been given the blueprint that they want to do things differently. What they have been doing hasn't worked. And so I think Hook's trying to put his stamp on the side, and he wants to change things up a bit. One of the first decisions that he's made is that he wants to go after the Brisbane Broncos hooker, Andrew McCulloch. I think that he will land in Wollongong by the middle of February. I would suggest, yeah, probably by about the third week of Feb, he will be in the Red V and training in Wollongong with the Dragons. And that'll mean that he's going to be their first choice hooker. And so that means Cam McInnes will play that small lock forward style of a role that we saw him do so well at last season. But where it gets tricky is he's off contract. He's off contract at the end of this year. He's their skipper. I would have thought you would have had it all done and dusted and tidied up by now. But the West Tigers are certainly one other NRL side that are really closely monitoring the situation. Jacob Little is off contract at the end of this season. They got another young gun in Jake Simpkin. But Madge McGuire's obviously also had an association with Cam McInnes at the Bunnies. And he is a big rap on him. Met him for a cup of coffee prior to Christmas. So there's a bit going on there. They had a meeting earlier this week. There's another meeting next week between Cam and the Dragons football department. But to this point, there hasn't been an offer forthcoming for next year, which, reading between the lines, Anthony, and I know how good you are at doing that when it comes to cash and contract offers, that's not a terrific sign. What are you giggling at?
Well, I would think, Hoops, that a bloke like Cam McInnes, I can think of four or five clubs that should be desperate to get him, and one of them is the St. George Illawarra Dragons.
I would have thought so too. Mm. Like I said, the whole thing caught me on the back foot out of left field. But as we know, rugby league moves in mysterious ways at times. And we should point out as well, as I said in that spiel there, like Anthony Griffin has been brought in and given the blueprint to do whatever needs to be done. They need a circuit breaker, the Dragons, because what they have been doing hasn't worked. They finished 12th last year. They finished 15th the year before. It hasn't been smooth sailing by any stretch. And so as a result, they got to mix it up. They got to try and do something different.
Okay, just quickly, mate, before we wrap up, what does the Fox say? The Newcastle captaincy, where are we at with who will captain the Newcastle side after the Mitchell Pearce drama?
Yeah, we saw where Juju Pearce, he's had a rotten off-season because now he's sustained a broken thumb. I think he had a pin put in that during the week. I'm told he should only miss about 10 days of training. He's one of the great trainers, Mitchell. But I think what Adam O'Brien, the Newcastle coach, is most likely probably looking at is, you look back at the Melbourne Storm when Craig Bellamy first got down there, he actually went with a number of co-captains. I remember there was Cam Smith, I think there was Mick Crocker, Steve Kearney, maybe Robbie Kearns, those types of players. And he went with a leadership group model. Now, I think Newcastle have slightly tipped their hat in this department earlier in the week when they did name a leadership group. I found it interesting, David Clemmer and Tyson Frizzell weren't in that group. So it's got Mitch Barnett, it's got Blake Green, it's got Jaden Brayley, who we're going to speak to on this program, and of course the young gun in Kalen Ponga as the Knights leadership group. I think they'll all share the C next to their name, and it'll rotate from game to game. I think we'll probably see the Newcastle Knights name like a club captain, which in all likelihood, being the most senior player, will probably be Blake Green. But then what I find interesting is, I think from speaking to a few people up there, they've decided that they're going to use David Clemmer and Tyson Frizzell to enforce team discipline and standards. And so they've been giving like these lieutenant style of roles where they're in charge of everything in terms of setting the standards at training to what's going on after hours and off the field and whatnot. So I think you couldn't think of two better blokes than those two to have that style of a role. And I know that you also played a similar role back when you were at the Waterloo Waratahs as well.
Yes. But see, the only role, the difference that I had was that even though it was the 70s, I was able to grab the other players' phones and see who they'd been texting. And that really helped to filter things down. But look, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more. And we're going to speak to Victor Radley. And we're going to talk about our club in focus, the Canberra Raiders, on the Triple M Summer Session.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.